listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the National News Briefing. The Treasurer has defended the RBA Governor after the eighth consecutive rate hike. The cash rate is now at a 10-year high of 3.1%, with all of the big four banks to pass on yesterday's 25 basis point rise. But Jim Chalmers has told the ABC it had to be done.
They've got a difficult balance to strike, obviously. We do have an inflation problem in our economy at the same time as we want to make sure that it can continue to grow strongly. These decisions are taken independently by the Reserve Bank.
A siege is unfolding on the Gold Coast this morning, causing an emergency declaration to be issued. A man has locked himself inside a unit in Labrador, the standoff with police going on for more than 12 hours now. This man telling Nine he was one of the people evacuated from the apartment complex overnight.
Some police officer came and knocked on our door and said, got to evacuate, is something happening? We didn't really know what was happening as well. We just took our stuff and we left.
Further concerns about Victoria's health crisis overnight. Pressure is continuing for three Melbourne hospitals with the Alfred to pause elective surgeries for about a week. Meantime, a new report into the health system in New South Wales has found one in three critically sick or injured patients had to wait more than 10 minutes for an ambulance between July and September. And in some lighter and much better news, you can now live like a hobbit in New Zealand. Hobbiton Village has been listed on Airbnb, allowing Lord of the Rings fans to stay for $10 a night. It's to honour the 10th anniversary of The Hobbit, an unexpected journey. So who's up for a trip across the ditch? Morocco has produced a stunning upset at the World Cup this morning to make it through to the quarterfinals, knocking superpower Spain out of the tournament. They did need penalties to do it. He's the winner, thanks to SBS.
And most importantly, into the quarterfinals. Oh, what a way to do it. Job done for Morocco.
And Adelaide will host Novak Djokovic's first tournament in Australia since his controversial deportation.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.